Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. As I was seeking the Lord on what He would have me share, He brought me to a passage in 1 Corinthians 3, 8 and 9. And I would entitle this message, Able Ministers of a New Covenant. But before we go into the Word, let's join our hearts in prayer. Father, we thank You for the beauty, the strength, the inspiration of Your Word. Lord, Your way, the way of the Lord is strength unto the upright. And Father, we thank You that as we hunger after righteousness, as we seek Your face, as we desire, Father, to grow in the knowledge and admonition of the Lord, that You will grant that desire, Lord, because we know that is the foremost occupation of the Holy Spirit, to bring us into the fullness of Jesus. And Lord, with that in mind, we come before Your throne of grace boldly, and we ask, Lord, for Your anointing upon the Word. Lord, that we would begin to see ourselves in the capacity You see us as able ministers of a new covenant. Lord, not all have been called to public or pulpit ministry, but all have called to be ministers of the good news of the gospel, whatever our life circumstances are. And so, Father, I thank You for that calling. I thank You for that enabling and that empowering. And Lord, also I ask, as we would seek to do Your will, Lord, You see how the enemy would try everything he can to hinder, to defeat, to discourage Your beloved. And with the authority You have given us, Father, in the power of agreeing prayer, I pray for everyone who is in a battle right now, that You will undergird them, Lord, that You will uplift them. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift a standard. And so, Father, we thank You for that standard being lifted in behalf of Your beloved. And, Lord, that they shall know that they know that they know that even though there are trials and afflictions manyfold, many are the afflictions of the righteous, we praise You, Lord, that the Lord delivereth them out of them all. Thank You for Your anointing now. Lord, enable me to minister Your Word, and Father, we pray that our hearts will be receptive to receive that rhema word, that particular word, that insight, that revelation You have for each and every one in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank You that the joy of the Lord is our strength. Praise God. Thank You, Lord. Well, now let me share that passage I said I wanted to begin with, found in 1 Corinthians, the third chapter, verses 8 and 9. And this is speaking to every one of us, speaking to you, brother, speaking to you, sister. Now, he that planteth and he that watereth are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building. Praise God. As we really meditate upon what Paul is saying there, that is phenomenal. It is beautiful. The Lord is the husbandman, and He has long patience for the precious fruit of the earth. He has long patience as the Holy Spirit works in our lives. We are in the process of transformation and perfection, and we are the very habitation of God, the building of God. And everyone has a work to do, no matter how young, how old we may be, regardless of how limited our circumstances may be. God knows all about that. He orchestrates the seasons of our lives. But the important thing is that we have a ready and a willing mind in whatever season we are, regardless of the limitations There may be someone listening to me right now. You're a young mother. You've got children. And this is your responsibility to be a good mom, to be a faithful wife, to do those things that pertain to the household. And yet your prayer life can be unhindered. You may have to do it on the run. But God knows all about that. Your life won't always be this way, but you are to enjoy and take part with a full heart and with both hands willingly to do those tasks that God has given you to do. You know, the Holy Spirit many times reminds me of the ministry of Jesus. He came and walked among us for 33 years approximately, and it was only the last 3 years of his life that he moved out into public ministry. God called him. The first miracle was at Canaan, where he turned the water into wine. When he was baptized of John in the River Jordan, he was driven by the Spirit into the wilderness, where he fasted 40 days and 40 nights and was tested and tempted by the devil, yet he did not sin. In all ways, as we are tested, so was he, but never sinning and always victorious, leading the way, being our example. But what did he do in those 30 years? The Bible doesn't mention anything much about those times. It mentions when he was about 12 years old teaching in the temple. But he was, we don't know what time, at what age that Joseph died. And he was the eldest son, so he was taking care and managing the household. He was the chief master, if you will, of the carpenter shop. He was skilled in carpentry, and he was faithful to dispense those daily, very humble duties that of the working man. And it is so precious that even when in his time of great suffering on the cross, he was yet thinking of his mother, because you see, that was the responsibility of the eldest son, to care for his parents, to care for the household, and take the place of the father, if you will, if the father was absent. And one of his chief concerns was that Mary would be taken care of, his mother. And so he said, "John, behold your mother. Mother, behold your son," even in those final moments on the cross. And so we might feel that what we have to do in life isn't terribly spiritual. We're not, quote-unquote, in public ministry. We're not part of a church staff or team or ministry, but we are God's laborers. Isn't that beautiful? You, brother and sister, are laborers together with God. And also, Paul later says in the second epistle of Corinthians, the third chapter, verse 2, "Ye are our epistle, written in our hearts, known and read of all men, for as much as ye are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone, but in fleshly tables of the heart, who hath also made us able ministers of the New Testament." The final words of Jesus recorded in the Gospels before he ascended to his Father in heaven, he said, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." That's Mark 16 and 15. And so every individual believer is qualified. Jeremiah, the 31st chapter, verses 31 through 33, declares, "Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah." And beloved, we are spiritual Israel, spiritual Judah. We don't replace the native Israelites, those that are of blood inheritance from the people of Israel, but we are spiritually grafted in. And the Lord goes on to say in Jeremiah, "This shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts, and will be their God, and they will be my people." Praise God. Jesus, by his Spirit, has been placed within us. Jesus is the very if you will, spirit of the living God. His spirit is the Holy Spirit. They are one in three. We may not be able to understand this mystery, but Jesus, the Word of God, who became incarnate, if you will, in flesh, is placed within us. And that Jesus, the Spirit of God, is powerful within us. Hear what Hebrews, the 4th chapter, verse 12 has to say. For the Word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, and piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Think of that, beloved. The Word of God, the Logos of God, the Spirit of God, is living, active, energetic, full of life, full of power, effectual, alive, full of power in action. Praise God. The Logos of God, the Word of God, is a living thing. That's why we can read the Bible many times over and read passages that we've read many times, and it is new to us. It gives us a new message, new revelation, new understanding. And we shouldn't just quote the Word, but we should treat it as what it is, the living Word of God, to speak out loud, to declare. Praise God. There's so much on my heart I want to share, but I'm thinking of that marvelous passage, one of my favorites I love, in Isaiah, the 40th chapter. And it talks about the power of the Lord, who hath measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, and meted out heaven with a span, and comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure, and weighed the mountains in balances, in scales, and the hills in a balance. Who hath directed the Spirit of the Lord, and or being his counselor, hath taught him. Behold, the nations are as a drop of a bucket, and are counted as the small dust of the balance. Behold, he taketh up the isles as a very little thing. Hallelujah. It is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers, that stretcheth out the heavens as a curtain, and spreadeth them out as a tent to dwell in. This is the God that we serve, beloved, all-powerful. He knows all the starry hosts. He names them. And beloved, that same powerful God dwells within you and I. There is nothing that shall be impossible to us, to whoever believes. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Well, beloved, I have much to share, but I must bring this broadcast to a close. If you have prayer needs, there's a divine principle and the power of agreement. The announcer will give our contact information. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.
Oh, behold.